Good morning.
Good morning, Deanne. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. This is Thomas Mark, and I got your inquiry from our chat representative that you're looking to set up a website for your book.
Yes.
Are you an author?
Yes. The
Nice.
publisher has it now. He's signing the cover. So I'm waiting for him to finish up with that. And the manuscript is out with the editors, so I'm waiting for them to do that. And pretty much, they're paid, so there's no financial delay. They're not, they're just working on, the materials right now.
And
So I was gonna.
I have a
Go ahead.
question before we proceed. Did you pay the how much did you pay the editor, and how much like did they charge you, and what they're doing for you? Just the editing, or they're giving you something else too?
No, they're doing the, he's doing a he's doing a nice little package for me. He's
So
gonna handle he's gonna handle some stuff that I can't. This is my first time, so the publisher I'm dealing
the
with is.
yeah, I mean, like, so the whole package doesn't include the website. That's what you say.
No.
Oh, okay. Like usually, it has, because why I'm asking you these questions, because Orbit Design Agency, our company, like, we have a separate department, I would say a separate company, who does the complete book writing, book editing, manuscript editing, publishing, marketing of the book, and designing the book cover, each and everything. That's why I'm asking you these questions. So what they do is,
Oh.
once the client comes to them and they have the book ready, they need to publish it, or they need the editing or anything like that. Whatever package the client purchases, we offer them a free website included in the package. So that's why I was asking you these questions. So now we may proceed. You tell me, what do you have in mind? You want to sell the book through Amazon, through any other platform, or you want to sell the book through your website, or how it's going to be?
It's going to be it's actually going to be a little bit of it all, because I want the website as the main source to buy the book, and then Amazon and different bookstores will be able to, just another resource.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. That's what I was expecting. So, we can do that. Well, definitely. And you must be working on a deadline. How soon do you need it, by the way? Probably in 3 weeks from now?
I'm not really not working on a deadline. He is. He wants to get it out. He wants to get the book out by March, by next month.
Sounds like a
He
plan.
wants.
We'll launch
Yeah,
it.
he
Don't worry.
wants to get it out. Right. So, I just want my website to be really, really spectacular.
I
I
got
want my
you.
web. I just want anybody who goes on my website to want to see, to want to read my book.
To read your book.
That's
Okay.
okay.
Awesome.
So
We
let
would
me
do
tell you
that.
what my book. Let me tell you what my book is about. I
Okay.
was a caseworker in
One
federal
second,
prison
one
for
second, Deanne.
20 years.
Sorry to cut you off. Let me open up my notes. I want to take notes. Like, what do you do? Description. Okay, ma'am. I'm ready. Go ahead.
I was a caseworker in federal prison for 20 years. I worked in the federal prison system for 20 years in New York. So my book is a reflection of everything that I came in, of a lot that I came in contact with working in that type of atmosphere. So my book is not really for adult entertainment. My book is really to give young people a clear visual idea of why they really don't want to go to prison. Like the real, like, because we have a problem with our youth. Our youth, they don't have a clear idea and understanding of exactly what being incarcerated is all about. They only get that visual from other people who have served time, but they don't get a clear understanding from people who have actually worked there and can tell them some of the things that they're going to encounter. So that's what I want to bring to light. In my 20 years of experience in dealing in the system, I've encountered all different types of, let's say, people who you just don't want to meet every day. And the whole criminal atmosphere is very interesting, with gangs and bank robbers and pirates and just stuff that you read about, you know what I'm saying, in fairy tales. Or you watch TV and you get this rush of excitement. But it's all TV. It's not reality. So that's what I basically want to bring to light. I've dealt with the people who were responsible for the World Trade Center being demolished.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with people who were gang members, rappers, bank robbers, gang. The list just goes on. Some of the most infamous criminals.
Yeah, you must have encountered like a lot of different kind of people, made different criminals. They have done a lot of bad work, and they're all like together in that prison. That's a federal prison, which is quite bad.
Federal prison is the highest level of criminal conduct, and it's never crimes of passion. It's not crimes of passion. Crimes of passion, where the boy and the girl, go too far and somebody gets hurt. It's not that type of thing. When you deal with a federal offenses, you're on a different level, because everything that happens on a federal level can affect the whole of the country,
mm-hmm.
or it can, like with the World Trade Center situation, affect everyone in the world. Like that was, and the prison system that I worked in is pretty much known around the world, because there have been so many. It was a detention center. So when you deal with a detention center, it's considered administrative level. So administrative level means that you deal with every level of
mm-hmm.
criminal conduct, every behavior, from the most sophisticated levels of criminal conduct. It was the center. It was the center where I don't know if you keep up with the media, but the last big case was with Epstein, and Epstein was found in his he was found and they he was found deceased, and they were trying to figure out, was it murder or was it suicide. And he was connected to a lot of political people, and it was believed that he was going to testify against these people, and then all of a sudden he just turned up, DOA. So it's been, it's that kind, it's just that much of an intensity in my book, where I talk about different things that reflect off of the things people sit around and read about in the newspaper, but they really don't have an idea.
Oh, definitely.
So that's why I feel like my book is going to be a good read,
mm-hmm.
and I just want a website to reflect that. So I want, whoever designs my website, I mean, I know my publisher can find me somebody who's just $200 and they, click on here and buy the book.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want something a little bit more captivating. When you go on my website, you're like, wow, I got to see this book. I got to see what's going on.
Exactly.
And that's kind of, that's...
That is what I was
what
about
I
to tell you. Because the story that you have in mind, and that's kind of unique. Like, I haven't read about all that, like, separately. I haven't read about someone's experience, like, and that is for, like, 20 years. That 20 years is too much. So, like, if somebody's telling, like, their story about, and they're focusing on the young generation, that is kind of unique too for me. Like, you're not.
Right. My book is, like I said, it's not adult entertainment. It's not. Mm. It's plenty of stories where adults will understand what happened. That's mm-hmm. not the that's not the mission of the book. The book mm-hmm. is actually to give young people the idea that even when you get in jail, you start dealing with all these situations, and even these situations have terrible outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And our young people need to know this. Our young people need to know, like I have various chapters. One chapter I talk about gun violence. Gun violence is very important because not everybody, I try to stress that with young people, because gun violence is not something everybody who's gotten wounded or hurt with a gun doesn't die. They go into the prison, stay there and suffer. And it's a painful experience, because when you go into the system, you don't have a healthcare system waiting to make you feel better.
Exactly.
You just suffer. So I really want young people to know, like, this situation with these guns is serious, because if you get shot, you're not necessarily going to die. And if you're going to wish you were dead, because it's just between the lead poisoning and the pain that you feel every day, you know, I really want them to have a real graph. I mean, my book is graphic,
mm-hmm.
but there's no vulgar language. It's no vulgar language. It's not, you know, full of a lot of explicitness that you, I don't, because my first reader was a fourth grader. And she said, oh, wow, Ms. Ford, that's really good. I like this. I like this story. And that's what I want. I want our children, and it doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't have to do with black children, white children, yellow children. I just want our children around the world to just know that we can seek and look for a good. And there's no amount of money. You know, a lot of crimes committed are based on greed and money. And at the end of the day, you lose all of that. All of that's gone. It's like a rush. But at the end of the day, once you get caught, everything is gone. Everything you have, and it starts to matter especially when you have involved yourself in criminal activity, and then you decide to straighten up and do the right thing. And five mm-hmm. years down the line, the feds are knocking on your door, locking you up for something you did that you pretty much put behind you. So you don't even get to leave it. You don't get to leave it. You don't get to do something and then say, well, I'll just do it for a little while, and then I'll do the right thing. Like, it's not going to come back. And the chances are, when it's going to come back to you, it's going to destroy anything that you built. So if you got married, you got children, you know what I'm saying, you got a decent job, you're finally living your life correctly, and boom. All of it is gone, just like what happened, you know. And people really don't understand that. They're like, you know, and being a caseworker is a different level. Being a guard is just being a guard. But when you're a caseworker, you're actually listening to these stories and responsible for these people's conduct and behavior, and you got to manage them, and you got this. It's a lot. I dealt with a lot, and I was able to. It took me almost 4 years to finish this manuscript.
Oh.
This is not anything that I just threw together yesterday. This is a book that I've worked on for years after I left. I've been retired now for 12 years.
How old are
you,
ma'am?
Out of that amount of time, I'm 64. I'm 63.
63.
I'm going to be 64 on Saturday.
So 20 years you spend there, and 4 years you like preparing that whole, I would say, a summary of what you did in those 20 years of experience.
Well, actually, when I retired, I adopted a little girl. So it took me, 7 years to get that little girl to where I am now. I'm in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I left New York. I left New York, and I went to Virginia for 3 years, and then from Virginia I moved to Atlanta. So it took me, when I got to Atlanta, that's when I actually started writing.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, it had to be. I worked on it. You know, I have a lot of experience in writing because as a caseworker, I had to write a lot of stuff. You know, I was constantly writing. So it's not like writing is not familiar to me because I've been writing all my life. You know what I'm saying? Between memorandums and law documents and just all the stuff you got to prepare when you're a case manager, people's, you know, briefs and just a lot of stuff. You know, I've been exposed to a lot of literature. So it's not, you know, when that's why I don't think it's going to be with the editors too long because there's not a lot of grammatical errors. It's not, they're probably just looking over content, make sure I didn't really duplicate anything. But it's not a lot of grammatical errors and, you know, so I think I think I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So it's just, I'm just concentrating on, I spoke to him about some ideas about my cover. I'm waiting for him to show me what he has done as far as the cover.
Okay.
And from the cover, that's where I'm going to go with the website. But when I give my cover to someone to design my website, I want an awesome website. I don't want the $200 bargain basement just anybody threw it together website.
Ma'am,
that's
I want my marketing
to be strong, and I want my website to be awesome. I don't want it any less than perfect.
Okay,
you know,
absolutely.
Right. So it's not a matter of the money because this is an investment. This is an investment in me and something that I've worked on for a long time. So I'm not looking for a bargain basement. Anybody could do it, you know, anything situation. I have a nephew who's out in California, and he's actually very good with marketing. He's very good with, you know, the website, but he's been really busy. And I can't let his being busy get in the way of my progress. So I have to start looking for alternatives.
Okay.
He can't come through. So that's
Let's do it this way, Matt. We are going to do the website for you, which we're definitely experts in. I lead the whole team here. And I know, like, who is the exact person who is going to work on the site for you. By understanding the situation that you told me, by understanding the vision that you have for this amazing years that you have held in your life, and that it's going to tell me like how we are going to help you out in this case. Not exactly help, like we are going to work together on this. So I know the person who's going to work on this for you. So how's it going to work? So the first thing is that I already understood like what exactly that you have in mind and what would you like to see on a website for you. So the first thing will be we'll send you a questionnaire to fill out. So the questionnaire will ask you questions like the colors you need to see, the information you need to put on, the target audience, your vision about this, something about you and about the book. So once we are developing the content of the website, and within 4 to 5 business days, the initial design of the website will be presented to you. It's not going to be just one design. It will be 2 to 3 different concepts, customized concepts following your vision, following your instructions. And also, we will put down our creative ideas as well because we have been doing websites for authors, which I'll show you our past work in a while. So once you receive those concepts, and those concepts will be presented to you, you're going to pick the one design that you like the most that catches your eye. You do not have to finalize the design right away. Whatever catches your eye, just like keep on looking at it and let us know like what the modifications more that you need on that site. Maybe you need a different font. Maybe you need different photos on the site. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Yes.
So you by know, that
starting
way.
With the questionnaire is a good place to start because that'll help me also organize my thoughts.
Exactly.
As
that's what I want.
Exactly what I want. So my email address is my first name and my last name, Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Ford, F-O-R-D, 18@gmail.com.
devilsendout@gmail.com. Beautiful. That will send out to you once your project has been started with us. So this is like the steps that I'm telling you. First, we are going to understand. Then I'm going to let you know the team who will be working with you on this project, the price for the website, and some additional things if you need right now, which I don't recommend. Just take the website, see the website, see the work. If you think we can do the job and we actually like want your trust with the work, which I'm sure we will, then I will be proposing you the plan for marketing your book. What we'll do is, also if you need like help with publishing, we could also do that because we have been doing
I'm good with my publisher. I'm good with him because he's working. Right. I'm not going to undercut one person for another because I'm looking for a team. This is a team effort.
I'm not telling you that.
He's doing what he promised me to do.
Publishing is covered.
He hasn't disappointed me. He's been on point. He sat down and talked to me about a lot. I had a lot of questions, and he sat and he, you know, we talked about a lot of things. He knows the vision, and he's very excited about what he's doing. So I don't really, you know, a lot of people who hear my story become very intrigued by it because it's a lot. I don't think anybody in this country has not had some type of experience with either themselves or a family member or a friend or just watching just the exposure from the news of not knowing about criminal behavior and jail and all that stuff, you know. It intrigues children, which is something that we don't think about. On a level of children, how it affects them.
That exactly.
We kind of usually like most of the time, if a family member gets arrested and goes to jail, we keep it from the child, and the child sits in wonderment, like, well, what is this place and what is this all about and what happened? And a couple of people have written stories for children's books. But they don't go very far because those books travel among children whose parents have actually been in jail. Like, I'm not going to go out and buy a book for my child about why daddy's in jail if her daddy's not in jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to share that story with my kid if it really has nothing to do with my kid. You know what I'm saying? So as a result, a lot of children just don't know. They just don't have an idea. Young people do not have any idea about criminal conduct. They have no. They know. They might know right, wrong. This might be bad, but they don't actually know the conduct that will actually create a problem for their families. They don't know how far they can go. They don't know the limits. They don't understand the concept. And that's what I also. That's a lot of what you know. I spent a lot of time. That was my major in school. My major was child care. So I have a very good background, a very good knowledge of child raising and child development, and having worked with, I taught in the school for a little while. So I kind of understand young people and see from different perspectives that most people don't see. Most people don't see a lot of things that I, you know, how I've connected a lot of different things. And I want this to be something where our children just have a different idea. And if that, and if it makes, you know, if it helps a couple of kids, you know what I'm saying, stay away from guns or, you know, not get caught up in thinking that they're going to get a lot of money doing things that they're really not going to get a lot of money doing. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of parents don't know how to discuss things with their children because some of these people out here don't have a clue themselves. They don't know. You know, people get involved with stuff all the time and they have no clue. They get involved in bank scams and schemes and whatnot and they have no idea where it's going.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They don't really know how, you know what I'm saying, how the outcome. I have so many stories, but I remember I met this guy and he got arrested in England. And he was amazed at the fact that, they, like you see in the picture books where the judges have on the old white wigs and buckle shoes.
Yeah.
And he had, he was like amazed that this was actually something that goes on now. You know what I'm saying? He was like, this is like something he thought was in the history books. Because in his mind, everything was done like it's done here in the United States. And people don't have an idea that when they go to other countries and they commit crimes, how that comes out. You know what I'm saying? They really don't know. And it's just, I have just
right.
a lot of different stories that tell people, you know what I'm saying, that give people a lot of insight. And he had no idea. And they sentenced him to life in prison. He came over to the United States for a treaty transfer because he thought he would have a better chance here. And he ended up getting 99 years here. So you know what I'm saying? People just don't. And that was all over cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Something so you say, damn, we get 90 years in jail for cigarettes. But someone in that whole connection got killed. So they held everybody accountable for this one person's death, even though he wasn't even that closely linked. But you see, then when things become political, it's like what you do in another country, and you come back here to the U.S., that country is looking at what you did how the U.S. handled the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because don't forget, these are political forces in play that have connections that we really don't even understand. A lot of us don't even understand this. And the most of everything that I learned about this country, I learned right there in working in the prison system.
Right.
Who would have thought? I could have never went to a college or a university and learned as much stuff as I learned from sitting right there in that little jail. You know, by the way, is not closed. It's closed. The corruption closed the doors.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I don't know of any other prison system that closed in the United States other than Alcatraz in the 30s.
You know, like you were definitely, like you have said a lot about it, and that makes me think that you make sense. Like whatever you said, that makes sense, and I never thought about it. Like it, unusual.
Of course, see.
See,
a lot of people just really don't have a clue.
Exactly.
Because these are not things that we meet and see, deal with every day. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things, the media steers us. If the media doesn't bring it to our attention, why would we sit home and think about it?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's not going to be the topic at the dinner table.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? A lot of things do need to be discussed. A lot of things need to be discussed because it starts to broaden people's scope. It starts to make people think about things that they didn't think about. You know, when your teenager walks out the door, you know what I'm saying? And you really have no clue what he could be walking into. And you know what? It's not for you to know. It's for your teenager to know.
Exactly.
That's who I want to know. Not
yes.
you. I don't want you to know. I want your teenager who, you know what I'm saying? I want my book to be middle school. I want my book to be high school. I want my book to reach generations that are affected globally by a lot of things that happen in prison systems, how they get there, what they do when they're there, and what happens to them when they get out.
Yes.
So I've covered a lot of information in my story. Everyone who's read it so far said it's a good read. They like it. They enjoyed it. That it's laughable. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not the Grim Reaper story. It's funny. Some things are funny. Some things are just, you know. But it's I think it's a good read, and I think I got a good piece of material. So, I want my website to reflect that. Listen, I don't want to go. I don't keep you any longer. I've kept you on the phone for almost 30 minutes.
No, that's okay. I'm ready to spend another 30 minutes with you. That's totally fine, man. Like, I've like just came to work and you're my first client, and I'm enjoying talking to you. It's okay. It's a beautiful day. I started the day talking to you, and that's amazing. And that's enough for me. And I'm ready to talk to you in the next 30 minutes as well. That's totally fine. But yeah, let me quickly explain like how it's going to be, and let me get this thing started real quick for you. So as I said, once the project will be started, I will transfer you to my team who will be working with you in this project. The team will consist of 4 people, including me. 1 project manager will be there for you, like the project manager who is actually managing the whole project for you, keeping you updated as soon as the project is progressing, keeping you updated, like sending you the layout, sending you the work step by step. Like, we'll be in touch with you on a daily basis. It's not a job that you start today and we come back to you after a week, hey, Deanne, hey, here's your website. You go. No, it's nothing like that. If you're starting today, within 2 days, we'll show you the first initial design. You approve it. Then we go to the next step, design the inner pages, write something about you, design the website in a proper manner, and add the integrations. Let's say if you want your clients to like purchase the book through the website, they can do it. Or we can do the integration once the client clicks on order now, they'll go to the next option where they can see the hardcover where you're selling, either on Barnes or Noble, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, Bookshop, or Books a Million. Every option will be there
Let me cut you off for just 2 minutes, okay?
Sure.
One, at some point, I really want to get my cover to you. I want you to see the cover design. So I have to pick that out. So I'm hoping to meet with him on Sunday. So send me the questionnaire. I really got to go. I can't, you know, you have my number and you have my email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go because I can't stay on the phone any longer. I got to go to work. I do have a little, you know, job. I'm retired, but I do have a little job, and I need to. And I'm also studying for an exam. I have my license, my property and casualty license, and I need to really finish this class. So we'll be in touch.
Definitely. Definitely. We'd love to. Because so how soon we should speak? Because we need to guide you about the other steps as well.
You said you had a questionnaire to send me. Can you go ahead and start there? Can we start there?
Yes, I'm sending you that on your email in 5 minutes.
All right. As soon as I get in and have a chance to fill it out, I'll just make sure your contact information is there, and I'll call you back.
Sounds great. Sounds great, Ms. Ford. Nice talking to you.
Glad to have spoken. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You as well, ma'am. Bye.